Hey there, podcast listeners.
Welcome back to the third season of the Bridge Stories podcast. We are your hosts,
Bianca
and Nick,
both from the class of 2021
at UWC in Mostar.
Every Saturday, we'll cover a current global issue from our guest's personal lens.
Thank you for being here. We really hope you enjoy.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Bridge of Stories podcast. On today's episode, we have a new guest. If you'd like to introduce yourself with your name, your age, and where you're from.
Hello, everyone. My name is Faris. I'm from Mostar. I'm 18.
Thank you very much. So can you give us a little bit of an introduction of what you're going to be talking about today?
So today we're going to be discussing about the police brutality and the recent events happening in Mostar.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any personal experience with the police in Mostar?
Well, I haven't been exactly affected by the police brutality, but I know a lot of people that have, and a lot of the experiences that I have been told, which is it's kind of become a normal thing to be discussed about. But the recent events were published online, and that's what triggered everything else. It was just this stagnating problem that accumulated, and like that this was just a tipping point for this mm-hmm. protest to happen.
Can you tell us a bit more of what happened recently and like kind of an in-depth account of what happened?
So as you might already know, like the curfew is at 9 because of the pandemic and stuff. So this guy was walking back to his house after the curfew. The police saw him. They started chasing after him. He escaped, well, unsuccessfully, because they caught him in front of the door. And then the usual process when they catch him is like you just give a fine and they go home. That's the only thing you can do in a curfew. But what they did, they just like used their force. They started punching him. They like he fell to the ground. They started kicking him. A video was published of it. They took him to the police station, beat him up some more, and then brought him home. So just like they were using their positions like in ways that they shouldn't have, and the people were triggered.
Mm-hmm.
So how has that impacted the local population? How did they respond to it?
Well, the responses were different because everyone expected this big protest to happen, like where everyone is going to rise up against police brutality and for human rights. But then it kind of escalated to this ethnicity tensions and nationality stuff, because as everything in this town, everything kind of settles down to this national and ethnicity card. And some, let's say, groups argued that because the policemen were Bosnians, they beat up a Croat, they started protesting about this problem, but not the issue of exactly police brutality, which kind of divided the protest into two, ones being like the protest against the police brutality itself, and the other one just being this kind of nationalistic bullshit and nonsense, which is like just, it keeps going on and on.
Mm-hmm. And kind of in political outlook, has this had an effect on like politics? Have people in politics said anything about this?
Well, the current governor of Mostar has strongly like, immediately after the incident happened, he said the policemen should be suspended, and there's a case going against them. They got fired and stuff, but they didn't say anything specifically about the protest because it's a very intimate subject, and this newly formed city council is still ready to encounter such problems, because it always escalates, it leads to bigger problems and kind of these issues within the council. And I think as long as the protests don't escalate to a bigger extent, because they're already kind of, you know, faded away, I don't think the councils are gonna do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you think this will have an effect later on in the pandemic and the policy regarding it?
Well, with the pandemic, it shouldn't play any role, because like that's a separate thing. But regarding the police brutality, it could have been something that would be beneficial. It could have escalated to this big protest against police brutality, against corruption and bribes and stuff. But the way I see it, the way it's evolving now, I don't see it becoming anything productive, because day after day, it just becomes more and more like nationalized, the problem and stuff, like all of the pages talking about the protest, they just talking about the nationalist chants, the way it's perpetuated and stuff. So not much is being done to like actually contribute to this,
mm-hmm.
to stop the police brutality. It's just becoming, it's just like pumping up the mm-hmm. tensions within the ethnicity group. So I don't think it's gonna escalate to anything good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. And is this issue of police brutality, is it visible in like on a large scale in BNH, or is it maybe not that big?
Well, it's hard to compare police brutality like across BNH because we have different ministries of interiors which run their own police stations. I can speak for the one in the canton where Mostar is, which is known to be kind of brutal, like especially for football fans, and like when you have social gatherings and stuff, it's known for them to be kind of rough on people, while some other cantons kind of have, you know, police that is kind of obeying, and you have those who are worse. It's a difference from city to city, but I can say like in general the police like tends to use their position against the people in various cases, because I think initially a lot of freedom is given to these policemen because nobody's overwatching them as they should be, because it's a known fact for this police brutality to be going on for years and years, but nobody takes the initiative of like putting these people into trial or anything like this. And for example, if this video was not to be published, like mm-hmm. nothing would have been done. This man could have like filed a claim against him, but then politics would get involved, you know, bribery, corruption, and then it would lead to nothing. So it's kind of this stagnating problem that needs attention, but this kind of attention that we're giving it now is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
So has there been any response on a national level?
Well, the protests have been, like, one of the goals of the protests was to, for the cantonal minister of interior.
Yeah.
Yeah, to
appeal. No.
To appeal from his position.
Yeah.
So that was the initial plan. And it's been going on and on, but he refuses to do so. He's just kind of distanced himself from the problem when he's being asked about the problem. Like, he's like, no, we didn't do that. And it goes on. Like, there's been cases of policemen coming to houses and beating up people. And when he's asked about it, he just says, like, no, I haven't been informed of that. That's not my order. That's something the policemen have done by themselves. But that, again, leads to the things I've said previously, that, you know, the policemen have been given too much freedom because they don't face the consequences that they should have.
Yeah, definitely. And so kind of in your ideal situation, what do you expect authorities or people to do in this? You've talked a bit about like protesting and like managing the police, but ideally what do you expect from what do you expect people would do?
Well, first I think this protest should have gone in a different way initially from the beginning, and then it should start from the bottom up, you know, as every reform does. To reform the police, you have to go to the Ministry of the Interior and then, you know, change the minister, then change the police station officers, and so on. So it has to start from something small. Like initially we would have to like trial these policemen, then find some other cases, file cases against them, and then this kind of, it would, in an ideal kind of protest, it would create a kind of a chain of events that would lead to like a final, this tipping point that would cause a reform in the
system,
you know, in the system, and just to make policemen accountable for the things they do, because yeah, they can just use their position against the people, because that's exactly what they should not be doing.
Definitely. Do you have anything to add to this at all?
I mean, yeah, that's it.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.